listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk about Satan and my own sin. I'm going to read you from Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, where we read this. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." When we sin, whose fault is it? Sometimes we like to claim that the devil makes us sin. Now, I don't want to defend the devil, but Satan does not do everything that he gets blamed for. The truth is that the world, the flesh, and the devil work together to lead us to sin and to ruin. Acts chapter 5 is an example of this. In a season of great generosity among the first Christians, a man named Ananias and his wife, Sapphira, wanted to be known as super generous people. They sold a piece of land. Then they pretended to give all the money from the sale of that land to the church, but they actually kept back some of the money for themselves. This was a sadly unnecessary sin. Peter told Ananias, "While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control?" Peter understood that the land and its value truly belonged to Ananias. He was completely free to do with it what he wanted. Ananias's crime was not in withholding some of the money, but in deceptively implying that he gave it all. Now, this was a sin so bad that Peter had to publicly confront Ananias. When Peter spoke, Ananias must have been crushed. Certainly, he expected praise for his spectacular gift, but he was rebuked instead. Peter saw that Satan was at work, even though a man like Ananias was numbered among believers, Satan was still doing a work. There is no doubt that Satan did his work in the heart of Ananias. But Peter also described his sin in another way. Peter said, "Why have you conceived this thing in your heart?" Satan had filled the heart of Ananias, yet Peter could ask why he had conceived this thing in his own heart. Satan can influence the life of a believer, even a spirit-filled believer. But Satan can't do your sinning for you. Ananias had to conceive it in his own heart. We need to practice spiritual warfare, knowing that our real enemies are spiritual, just as Ephesians chapter 6 tells us. We should be on guard against Satan and all of his strategies. However, if you are a believer, please remember, Satan can't make you sin. He can tempt you. He can scream at you. He can attempt to deceive or frighten you. But the devil can't do your sinning for you. So, as you are on guard against Satan and his strategies, also make sure that you take double care to keep an open heart before God. Take care about what you conceive in your heart. Don't be afraid to do some heart repentance. Remember what it says in James chapter 4, verse 7. "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." That's something we can all do today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.